Tenor saxophonist Fred Anderson and drummer Hamid Drake both come from Monroe, Louisiana, and are mainstays of Chicago's exploratory jazz scene. They met in 1973 when Drake was 18 and Anderson was 44, and quickly formed a working partnership. These days, Drake is on the road much of the time, while Anderson stays at home, but they recently recorded as a duo. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Saxophonist Fred Anderson and drummer Hamid Drake have recorded together for ages. Back Together Again on Thrill Jockey is their first album one-on-one, though each has played in other duos. Drake says the format let them hone in on what they've developed together. Anderson has a rhythmic way of playing saxophone, while Hamid's percussion can almost spell out a melody, given the clear, ringing sound he gets from trap set and from big, tambourine-like frame drums. It's almost a case of role reversal. Fred Anderson has played a pivotal role in Chicago as a talent scout. He's run several bars that serve as musicians' training grounds, including the long-running Velvet Lounge. One reason he and Drake are simpatico is that Anderson helped mold the young Hamid's style 30 years ago, urging him to listen to drummer Edward Blackwell, a master of phrasing a melody along with the horns. Blackwell showed how drums could define the shape of a performance, not just lay down a beat. Like him, Drake laces his jazz with West African polyrhythms, to which Hamid adds echoes of North Africa. Fred Anderson is a transitional figure among Chicago saxophonists. He was a pioneering free jazz musician in the 60s, but he also harks back to brawny-sounding players reared in the swing era, like Gene Ammons. The CD Back Together Again comes with a CD-ROM, including three of the same tunes preserved on four-camera video. You can see how the players were arranged in the studio, close together and unseparated by sound baffles. You also see Fred Anderson's characteristic stance, hunched over his saxophone like a 1940s rhythm and blues honker. There are also excerpts from a double interview where the musicians talk about their shared history and concepts. That's all good. But the audio disc may be too much of a good thing. Hamid Drake knows a lot of rhythms and is a very interactive improviser, but here he tends to hit medium tempo grooves and run with them. In the end, 72 minutes of grooving duets get redundant. By comparison, John Coltrane and Rashid Ali's tenor and drums album, Interstellar Space, recorded in 1967, was only about half that long. First rule of showbiz, often overlooked in the CD era, always leave them wanting more. I'm a kid, no, I'm a kid, no, I'm a kid, no, I'm a kid, no.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Sun-Times, The Absolute Sound, and Downbeat.